You are listening to the Who Cares News for Tuesday, May 12th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
Hey, you know what? It's Tuesday. I think we're going to do tostadas tonight.
Okay.
I'm going to call it Tostada Tuesday. How's that?
Sure.
Did you catch my interview with Guy Fieri this
morning?
Yes, sir. Wasn't that fun?
That was really fun. Nice
of him to do that. All right, it's Tuesday morning. Got some random facts for you. Random facts.
Random facts.
You play a little fantasy football, right?
Uh-huh.
You've been known.
Fantasy football.
Uh-huh. The first fantasy football league started in 1962. Wow. Wonder what they bet on. I don't know. I don't know anything more than that. That's what it says. More than half of the 100 largest lakes in the United States are man-made.
Really?
I believe that. Well, yeah, because of reservoirs,
things
like that.
Yeah.
Babe Ruth didn't pick the number 3 for his jersey. He was assigned it because he batted third. Can you imagine that, having a number assigned to you from, you know, numbers are so huge on jerseys, you know, right? The biggest popular vote landslide in a presidential election in the last 100 years was 100 years ago in 1920. When Warren G. Harding beat James Cox, Harding had a 26.17% margin in the popular vote. Wow, that's pretty huge when you think about it.
Yeah.
Most elections, especially the more recent ones, rarely even crack 10%. And sometimes you don't have to win the popular vote to become president. So, you know, that's happened a couple of times. There you go. A little... I didn't mean that to happen that way, but it just did. All right. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's happening today?
Well, John Krasinski.
Yeah, John.
Yeah, happy John.
Yeah.
He's been hosting a number of YouTube and Zoom activities since the pandemic. The activities. Including a prom last month. I mean, I got to give it to this guy. He's doing it,
He's after it. And I think that's great because he's got nothing else to do. They're not working right now, these actors. So he's turning it into something positive.
Lots of positive.
Yeah.
He's awesome. Mr. Positive.
He is. Yeah, I like him.
Now, he's hosted a virtual wedding on his latest Some Good News video.
Yeah, all right, right on.
Yeah.
A wedding, that's great. I mean, that was the next thing. Maybe the next thing's going to be a funeral. I don't know. It's we're not going to go there. That was probably stupid of me to say.
Well, he surprised everyone by bringing in his fellow Office cast members to recreate the dance sequence from Jim and Pam's wedding.
Aw, yeah.
Isn't that cute?
That's so cute. So cute.
Well, the couple, Susan and John, they got engaged after John proposed at a gas station.
Just like they did in the show.
Just like Jim proposed to Pam.
You know what's funny about these sitcoms? We get so wrapped
up in the characters. Yes.
And the same with dramas, too. But you know what? You can't feel nothing but good for Jim and Pam.
Well, of course not.
I really, really enjoyed the two of them.
Yes.
And the whole cuteness of how it all came to be, and they weathered the storm, and the kid, and the breastfeeding, and oh my God, it's just cute as hell. Cute as hell.
the breastfeeding coach.
Right.
Susan and John, they invited Jim to their wedding, I guess because they're big Office fans.
And of course, they ripped off the proposal thing. Okay, I gotcha. All right.
Instead, Jim brought the wedding to them.
Jim brings the wedding.
So,
that's funny.
Meanwhile, John Krasinski added their family to the Zoom meeting, and then he announced that he got ordained as a minister.
So he could marry them. Oh,
yes.
How fun. That's
I can
awesome.
Do it.
Can you do that?
Yeah, I'm Reverend.
Right,
I'm Reverend.
You're a Rev, huh?
Yeah.
Wow.
Right, Reverend Morgan.
You've married people?
Yes.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
How does that feel?
Best seat in the house.
I'll bet.
Yeah, because the couple, their back is turned to the audience.
Sure.
And
you get to see their faces.
Uh-huh. Yeah. It's cool.
Aw. This is like, you know, I got to make the heart symbol with my hands here. So cute.
I work for cheap. So he had Zach Brown come on to sing.
Wow. Zach Brown.
Yeah.
Wow.
And then he married the couple himself.
Yeah.
And then he quipped that there's only one way out of this wedding, and Susan and John because you elegantly ripped off our proposal. I think it's only fitting that you rip off the wedding, too. So that meant bringing in the whole cast, including Steve Carell,
wow.
Mindy Kaling, and all the main
wow.
cast.
Wow.
Yeah.
He brought everybody on from The Office. Everybody must have liked John when they were working with him. Otherwise, they wouldn't have done this.
True.
You know, or John is
my guess. He's
them.
A nice guy, they say.
No, he's great. I'm sure he's great.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
And what are they doing?
A little good news, which
hopefully,
we never give you on the Who Cares News.
Hopefully they put on a nice shirt, and if, even if they have their like boxers
doesn't matter.
Or
doesn't
you know,
matter.
Shorts yeah. on.
Steve Carell, I think, is doing a new show.
He's actually a very good actor.
Oh, he's a great actor. Love him. And uh-huh. he's got a lot of range. He does have a lot
yeah,
of range.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, and he's funny. And he's funny, too.
Yes, he is.
Unlike me, he's funny. I just try to be funny, and I fall flat on my face every damn time.
You're a funny guy, John Van Camp.
Every damn time. Oh, thank you.
You're a funny guy.
And
funny,
when I need
funny,
to get married
funny.
Next time, I'll give you a call, because apparently you can do the rev thing. That's
I can
good.
I can do it.
And my wife might have something to say about me getting married again. I don't think that's legal, but whatever.
I can perform that imaginary ceremony to Halle Berry.
Yeah, and she won't be there.
Here you go, imaginary.
Imaginary.
The part of Halle Berry will be played by his stuffed animal, Pluto.
Oh, stop it. I love you, Pluto. I love you, Pluto.
Nobody puts Pluto in the corner.
Right.
All right. There's talk that Tiger King will shift its focus to Siegfried and Roy
what?
For a second batch of episodes.
What? Oh, no. Not Siegfried and Roy.
Nothing's official yet.
Okay.
The new episodes may take on a 2003 mauling incident that
right.
ended Siegfried and Roy's Las Vegas show.
Yeah, yeah.
So Roy Horn just died of
yeah,
complications
yeah,
from
that's
the COVID.
It's like double tragedy. Wow.
Yeah. Now, to be clear, these new episodes are different from the upcoming Tiger King projects involving Kate McKinnon, Nicolas Cage,
oh, yeah, yeah.
and Rob Lowe.
Yeah, yeah, the scripted ones that are going to be mm-hmm. loosely based on and not the same, and everybody's rushing to cash in. So that's interesting that they would go
yep.
I think kind of the mainstream version of the Tiger story
uh-huh.
by doing Siegfried and Roy instead of going after that guy down in Florida or the guy in North Carolina
uh-huh.
who's doing the same thing as Joe Exotic.
Yeah.
I think they should have gone after them. Of course those guys they don't even want to talk to them.
Of course
so,
not.
There you go. Tiger King 2. You know, we just love the Tigers.
Let
we just
go.
Love the Tigers.
Leave the Tigers alone.
All right. Do you know what? Free. It's like, you know, how cute is it for Tiger Cubs? Tiger Cubs. And I'm not talking about Cub Scouts. don't put me in
too.
That. Don't put me there. Don't put me there. I'm talking about, you know, the real Tiger Cubs. All right. We're out of here. Just stop it. Have yourself a great day. See you tomorrow. And
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.